I'm Patricia Pierce. Welcome to the Evolutionary Activist Podcast. We are living at an important moment in our history, a time that is calling us into a new way of being, a new consciousness from which a sustainable, just, and peaceful future can arise. In this podcast, we explore ways to help that future take hold within ourselves so that together we can help it come forth in our world. Hello, evolutionaries. Welcome to this week's podcast episode. This week, I wanted to again share a dream that I had recently, which is something that I occasionally do if I have a dream that seems to bring insight and wisdom into the topics that we discuss in this podcast. I will bring those in and talk about them. And in one of the dreams that I had recently, I was transported into the future. And in this future, I can see that we succeeded, that we healed the world, that we made this transition to a new consciousness. And as I look around and I see this healed world, I see this healed earth, I'm overcome with this profound sense of gratitude to the point of weeping. And I'm thinking to myself, we did it. We did it. We humans did it. We did what we needed to do. And now look, the world has been healed. And then I see a group of children who are sitting with a woman who is clearly their teacher. And their teacher is listening to some of the things that these children wrote. And as one of the children is reading back what he or she wrote, I don't know the gender of the child, there was something in the writing that suggested attack of some kind. And the teacher explained to the child that in the land of, and here the dream gave a name for this land of the healed earth and the healed world. The name of the land was Udomy, and it's Eudomy. And I'll talk more about what that means later. So this teacher is explaining to the child that in the land of Udomy, there is no attack. And that, I believe, is where the dream ended. And as I worked with that dream, first of all, the dream is showing that, yes, it's possible. It's possible for us humans to do what needs to be done right now. It's possible for us to make this transition, to shift into a different consciousness that will heal the earth and heal the world. This is possible. And the dream is transporting me into that reality where we did it. We did it. And then it's showing me an aspect of this healed earth. And it was very interesting. I was intrigued by the name of this land. The land is called Udomy. And as I looked that up, you know, the next morning as I wrote the dream down, I'm working on the dream, I pick up the dictionary and I'm looking at the etymology of that. And, you know, EU is a prefix. It comes from the Greek. And it means good or true. And so this land, the first component of the name of this land is good or true. And then I looked up the word D-O-M, and I immediately had recognized that suffix, D-O-M, is the same suffix as in the word kingdom, for example, kingdom. And I looked up what that refers to, D-O-M, as a suffix. And what I discovered is that suffix, D-O-M, refers to, it comes from an old English word, and it refers to an area of jurisdiction. And so a kingdom is the area in which the king has jurisdiction. So it is an area of jurisdiction. And So this land is called Udemy, which means literally good or true jurisdiction or judgment. Jurisdiction has to do, of course, with judgment. And so this land of Udemy is a land of true, good and true and accurate judgment. And then the last suffix of y is like a state of being. So this land is the state of being in true and good and accurate judgment. So already the dream is showing me that this healed earth and this healed world is the result of a true and accurate judgment. And that a primary attribute of that true judgment is that there is no attack. And this teacher, in her correction of the student, she wasn't suggesting that, you know, in Udemy we don't do attack. That's a bad thing. She was suggesting that in Udemy, attack doesn't exist. It simply doesn't exist. And that gives us a hint to the state of consciousness that brings forth a healed world, a healed earth, a healed world. It is a state of consciousness in which attack does not exist. It moves beyond the state of consciousness where attack might be seen as morally unacceptable, to a state of consciousness where attack does not even exist. And this also is a state of consciousness and an understanding that, for example, A Course in Miracles points to and looks at the crucifixion as an example, a demonstration of attack does not exist. And that's what the crucifixion resurrection is pointing to, that crucifixion doesn't exist. Attack doesn't exist in that transformed state of consciousness, or what one might call the Christ consciousness. In that consciousness, attack simply doesn't exist. So that moves us completely beyond the ego mind, completely beyond the egoic consciousness, into this consciousness where none of that even exists. So I wanted to bring that dream to us today, and as an invitation, as evolutionary activists, to invite that kind of consciousness, that level of consciousness, into our own awareness, our own understanding. And for me, that also involves a desire or a willingness to relinquish the world as we understand it, to relinquish the state of mind and the consciousness that we have held to be true. It isn't something, I believe, that we necessarily achieve on our own, but it is something that we invite into our lives. And one of the ways that we do that is by making ourselves willing to be changed, to be transformed, to inhabit a completely different realm, a completely different domain, to inhabit in our own minds the land of Udemy, of true, right, accurate judgment. So I offer that dream to you, to all of us, to collectively hold this. And I invite you to invite the teaching of this dream into your own reality. Because we're in this together. We're in this together. This transition that we're in the midst of. So I invite you to join me in that. And until next week, I bid you peace.